When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Forever Dog.
Starting us off tonight, the host for the evening, Mr. Ryan Hanny.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Hi. It's clearly my first time here because it came from the side. How's everyone doing tonight? Welcome to the live taping of Done. I'm Ryan. You might know me as Betsy's fiance. Thank you so much. Thank you. I really appreciate it. I'm not just up here because of nepotism. I'm also creative. I have my own stuff going on, okay? Right now, I'm currently working on my own Hamilton-esque adaptation. It's a Broadway musical focusing on the life of Ben Franklin. I have four lines written, which I'll share with you now. Ben Frankie Lynn, hey. Ben Frankie Lynn, Ben Frankie Lynn, hey. He was an old-ass man. He invented lightning. He had long hair and little glasses. That's all I have right now. But Betsy lets me have the time to work on my stuff. Okay, let's see. It's a live podcast recording, you guys. That means there are special rules that we need to know about, okay? If you want to laugh, please direct your laughs towards the microphones, okay? We need to pick this all up, all right? Also, if when you're laughing, you just want to, you know, kind of shout out, subscribe, that works too. That's a huge help. Or if you want to shout out, I love ZipRecruiter or Casper. Big, big helps to us, all right? Oh, I also wanted to let you know that this is a live podcast recording. However, this is one of three podcasts that aren't about horrible murders to women. So if anyone is here in the wrong spot and you want to take this time to leave, now is your time, okay? We'll just wait. Okay, we're all in the right spot. Perfect, okay. I'm going to bring up your hosts for this evening. You know them as the hosts of Done. One of them is the love of my life. The other one, I'm getting married to. Please welcome to the stage, Betsy, Kenna, and Daria Katz.
Which one's which?
You'll never know, literally.
Thank you, Ryan Haney.
Thanks, Ryan Haney.
Are we standing?
Do you want to?
Yeah.
Okay, let me take this stuff out of my pocket.
How's everyone doing tonight?
God, hey guys.
It feels so good to see you all here. It's such a long, interesting space. And that's what I love.
It's
this is how
long.
I usually look at everything. So it feels really good.
Yeah, I like having to like shift my head completely.
I like it too. I've never used those muscles. So
yeah,
it feels
they're like spasming in
mine
my
too.
Like I'll have to see my chiropractor tomorrow.
You have?
In Chicago. Next time I'm in Chicago, I'll go. It's my dad's guy, and we all go as a family, and we watch each other get cracked, and it's really...
That feels wrong.
It's, like, sexual. You guys, welcome to Done! You're late. You're late, you're late. You're done, you're done, you're done,
you're done, you're done. We had to do that.
We had to really go spend 20 minutes pointing at people and saying they're done.
And we're like, that's all we need to plan. That's really good. okay, so this is Done Live. I'm Betsy Kenny.
Sorry that my ass is in your face specifically. Oh, I'm Daria Katz. This podcast is called Done. This is a podcast where we talk about things we're done with. We usually have one guest who brings three things they're done with. But why is this night different from all other nights?
I don't know. It feels different.
We recline. We eat bread. And we have three guests.
We had to wear actual pants.
Who have to wear pants.
Because usually we record nude.
We weren't supposed to share that.
Sorry, Dar.
Usually we record in the nude, but tonight we're clothed. And everyone's bringing one done. So it's
three guests, one done. Opposite, honey.
Opposite.
It's really good.
How are you guys doing tonight?
We're so excited that you guys are here. So we're just going to prepare you because later on in the night, we're going to ask you what you're done with. I know it seems confusing and overwhelming, as duns can feel. But just think about it, and then later in the night, you're going to like, oh, I do have something I'm done with. And we're going to have our producer, Emma, come around with a mic, and you're going to scream it, but don't, because it'll hurt everyone's ears. So you just say it into the mic and get it off your chest, right?
Oh, yeah.
And you, and you though, Dara, you need to hold back.
Oh, no, I'm holding back tonight already. Like, me on stage holding back because I want to go wild up
yeah.
here.
So. Right.
Thank you. And if my butt's in your face too much, will you guys just say your butt's in my face too much?
Oh, yeah. So something we have to tell you guys that we are going to be doing is switching seats. So that different parts of our body are exposed to the audience at different times. Because we couldn't just be sitting in the same freaky angle the whole time. So we have to change. And everyone's going to pretend like it's normal.
Because I don't want you guys to just see my butt. And I don't want you guys to just see my breasts full on.
Ew, no. Switch. No, my so and my body's like a collapsed skeleton. Okay. So how you doing, Dar?
Hi. Shall we sit?
Yeah, I'm tired.
Okay. So we haven't seen each other in a little bit.
I'm chronically tired, though. So.
That's an illness.
I know.
B. Arthur had it on the Golden Girls.
I know.
And the doctor didn't believe her. So, ladies, if you don't think your doctor believes you, make sure you speak up about it.
I think they were just old, those gals.
That's what the doctor thought, too. And no. She wasn't even that. None of those women were that old. That's
what's
insane.
Do you mean even now old?
Betsy, you can't say that.
Oh, maybe they weren't that old then.
They're in their prime. Okay, how was your week?
My week was good, just thinking about what to tell you. I don't really have anything that's... Oh, I had... today, I got a manicure, got a pedicure. And this
Come
is
on.
Where things...
Live, you gotta clap for that.
This is where things get freaky.
Okay.
On the pod, I always talk about my nail place. They hate me. They hate me. They hate me. But I'm always going back for more. One time, she packed a sweater fuzzy into my nail, and I was like, oops, and she just painted over it, and we pretended it was okay. But today, I forgot to tell you, I think I broke my toe. It's pitch black, my pinky toe. And I had to go in there and tell her she can't touch my toe because I had a broken toe, and she treated it really nicely.
Okay.
But I get my nails done. I get my pedicure. They gave me the paper bags for my feet. No, the plastic bags for my toenails so they don't get
never
wet.
Never understood that, but never questioned it either.
She handed me a thing of Glad bags and just put them in my hand, so I put them on my feet. And she was
Can
looking at me like I
first?
Did something wrong.
This is a scam that's been happening for years. You get your you get your pedicure, and then everyone else puts like oil on their feet and then a plastic bag around their feet, and they act like this is normal. They put their socks on. They go home. No one speaks of
this. You go home. It's all messed up. And Glad is not cheap. So they're shelling out for brand name.
Unless it fell off the back of a truck.
Which Dara usually accuses things of. So
everything in New York that I've experienced fell off the back of a truck.
Right. So I get the Glad bags, I put them on my feet, and I go, I'm good to go. And they're still on my feet because I'm not going to take them off because I haven't gone home yet. I know I changed shoes, but I didn't change the socks, and the bag's still on.
Okay, so you're wearing an Everlane booty, you're wearing a sock, and under there is a Glad plastic bag.
Yeah, and the nail polish is totally in there, but I am wearing it. I'm just going to...
Oh, my God.
Well, it's really wet in there, and it's towards the front because it seeped down. But whatever. That's besides the point. I realized, who am I getting a pedicure for? Why do I need a pedicure? It's the winter. Who cares? Who needs it? And I realize I do a lot of things because of a deep fear. I feel like I maybe talked about this on the podcast, but usually I'm just speaking and not listening to anything that's coming out of my own mouth. But like the only reason I do a lot of things, like getting my toenails painted and shaving under my arms, is in case a bad accident ever happens to me and I'm rushed to the hospital. And I want them to be like, wow,
she's hot.
She's hot. Did you check out
Let's
her nails?
Save her life.
And I'm like shaving
she
my
shaved
armpits
her
for
bush.
The show. Yeah. And I knew I was wearing the shirt. I was like, you never know.
I do it. I shave my armpits for people on the subway.
Because
I'm like, if I rate, like today I was like, you can't see through it, but if someone's on the subway and I'm holding up, I don't want that random guy who smells like literal shit to think I don't shave my armpits.
I know. No, I'm scared about those too because they will tweet about you. They'll get you. And you'll never know it. And you have to prevent this at all times. Mm-hmm. So there's that. I shave my armpits. There was something else I wanted to say, but I'm forgetting right now. But anyways, that's all I have right now to say. And that's
we can loop back.
Okay, loop back, because I have something else.
I see. It's on the tip of your tongue.
I'll be staring off like this until I remember what it is.
Well, I'll tell you what I've been up to lately. Let's just say I travel.
She went home for her dad's birthday, first of all. It was also Dara's birthday.
Every time we make someone clap, I have to hold myself back from saying, I can't hear you. And it's like the worst tick a person could have.
You talked about that before.
I know.
On the pod.
I can't help it. And I can hear you. On planes, if I'm going home to Chicago, I will bring my dog. She's a celebrity. Everyone in the neighborhood wants to see her. It's a civil duty. I have to do it.
Talk about a scam.
Talk about a scam. To have her travel with me, I have to make her an emotional support animal. Emma, we should probably cut this out later. To make her an emotional support animal, I have to call a fake doctor who is a doctor once a year and have a psychologic review with her.
How much?
She raises the rates every year.
Go give us a number. I'm like, it's either $2,000 or $20.
It's $150. It's a lot. For 30 minutes, it's a lot.
That's not a lot.
She
woman
keeps
is
raising it.
Money.
But for you have to, for her records, you have to talk to her to 29 minutes and 59 seconds. As soon as like it reaches 30 minutes, like you're off the phone, it's fine. We have nothing to talk about. She talks to me about her daughter, who is not doing well. She's married to a police officer, I believe, and she's just like separated herself from the family, all these issues, and I feel like
she separated herself from her own family?
But she has kids and my lady, and it's a whole thing. And look, I can't get into it, HIPAA, but she's basically my patient. Anyways, I have to go through all this to bring my emotional support animal on a plane who can't handle being on a plane.
Right.
Has, like, I'm giving her CBD oil. I'm giving her Benadryl. I'm giving her, like, I'm her emotional support animal. And this is a done that we tell people, we're done. We don't want to hear any more airplanes stuff. We don't want to hear any more dog stuff. This is both of them. So I'm so sorry. But I'm done bringing my dog on a plane with me.
I think everyone else is too. If you are, other people are. 1,000p.
You're not supposed to say that.
Go on.
I'm just saying, if you want to see my dog, I think you got to fly to New York to see her because she's like having a heart attack on the flight. It's really scary.
Yeah, that's really scary.
I bring like these like little packs of peanut butter to like feed her strategically so like no one notices. But like the flight attendant.
You can have peanut butter.
What do you mean?
I thought you were saying like you were doing it in secret on the plane.
No, but it's like gross to see a dog going like,
ew, yeah.
Licking.
When people give their dogs a Kong when you're at their apartment, you're like, can you do this in another room? It's making me feel really.
That was me. I was like, I used to hate dogs, so I understand both sides of the aisle. I'm reaching across the aisle. I get it. And I don't want to make people uncomfortable, even though she is really cute and like made me understand like, you know, humanity more. But she's literally like,
like cross-eyed, breathing freakishly, and having a heart attack on the plane. And like, it is the most anxiety-ridden thing
I've
ever
for
done.
You. When you said she was acting crazy, I thought you meant she was barking.
Well, she whined. She's like, and then she tries
people
to.
People like that stuff.
People? This they is do. Insane. People do like it. People are like, she's so cute. I'm like, she's freaking the fuck out, you psychopath. She's
people
trying to
like
escape
it.
From my lap and run into the cockpit, which we know you shouldn't do. And
no, Dara, planes fly themselves these days. Did you know that?
I'm not flying one of those. Actually, if I was Ryan, if there was, if they were like, this is a 737, I was like, okay. I'll, okay. I
what else?
Get home.
What else you
yeah,
got?
I don't have time.
Either I we'll flew a 737 the other week.
No, you didn't.
It's not a big deal.
Wait,
I'm
the
not.
Ones
I don't
that
know what that
all
is.
The time?
I don't know what that is.
Oh, they're the ones that like crash all the time.
Yeah, they all do.
Anyway, so I'm done with that. We'll see what happens. I'll keep you guys updated because you care.
We'll post a pic of Oak.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, I have one more story for you.
Okay.
So, for this show, I wanted to do something special for Betsy.
That's nice.
If you listen to the show, you know we're kind of obsessed with Teen Mom, which is a show about teen moms.
And Little People, Big World, and which I only love.
Okay, but hold on. This has nothing to do. Okay. So, well, actually it does. So we had a Little People, Big World cameo from that guy.
Matt Roloff. It's not that guy. He's an icon. It is. His name is Matt Roloff.
The patriarch of the pumpkin patch. And I was like, it would be so fun to have a cameo from a teen mom. Those gals, they're probably all over cameo because they need money, was my thought process.
That's really rude.
They're not. They're not anywhere in cameo. It's crazy, except for one. Teen mom, Amber Portwood.
I love Amber.
The one who we famously said on this show is glued to her couch. And has grown into her couch. However, so I sent Amber Portwood a message, and it cost $50. And I was like, okay, $50, we can do this. Hey, Amber, I text her, love your work.
And you didn't text her. This is going through a third party.
Wait, it's like SMS-y, though. Like, you're like, love your work.
Of
please.
Being a teen mom.
You have like you
ago.
Only have like 200 characters or whatever.
Okay.
And I'm like, Amber, please wish Betsy a quick recovery from her naked treadmill doctor appointment. And also, please like give us a Dawn. Here's some examples. Love, Dara. Okay. Cause on the show, Betsy has talked about her naked treadmill doctor appointment where she was forced to run naked on a treadmill. And it was hilarious.
Okay, I'm just going to tell you what that means really quickly. In high school, I passed out a lot, all the time. They couldn't figure out what it was. I was on the cross-country team. I could run, baby, run. So my mom brings me to a specialist, and they said, we need to get her on the treadmill, and she just needs to run, and then when she passes out, we'll monitor her heart.
Normal.
And my
totally
mom
normal.
Goes, my mom goes, she's going to be running a long time. Cut to 8 miles later, and I'm like this, but they only put me in a robe with wires, and the robe was open in the front. And my mom was just in the room with me because I was a teen, and we were both dying laughing. And I was at like mile 8 and 9, and the doctor goes, you know what, forget it, this isn't going to work. And then they bring me back, they strap me to a table, and they tilt it up, and then until I passed out, and they monitored my heart. Anyways, we bring it up on every episode because everyone thinks there was something wrong with that.
No,
and that's what that was.
Look,
and I have a lot of interesting, fun doctors' experiences.
Yeah, all these doctors should be in what we call prison. So I texted Amber that, or cameoed her, put my credit card in, $50. This show was going to kill. Betsy would die upstage, on stage. Okay, a little later, I get an email from Amber Portwood's manager.
Excuse your ass? No, honey.
Hey, Dara. Amber Portwood's manager here. Amber's confused by Amber's confused by what it means to run naked at a treadmill doctor appointment. Could you explain? I take literally 1 second, and then I respond immediately and say, sure, Betsy had to run naked on a treadmill in high school to pass out. And there was a doctor there, and it's hilarious, and we would just love you to, like, talk about it. The manager
idiot.
The manager responds, got it. I'll forward to Amber.
No.
Get another email. My cameo has expired that I was completely refunded, the $50. I email the manager. I say, Linda, what happened? Amber, not interested in this. What's going on? Come on. This is good money. For boo-boo.
Oh, for, boo-boo is what she calls her daughter.
And okay. She says, no, Amber's interested. Just redo it again. Redo it again. I go, okay. So I go back on Cameo. Guess how much it cost? $100.
No.
And I pushed her to that limit. Why would she not charge $100 to say, I hope you recovered from your naked treadmill doctor's appointment?
They were just waiting for you to do that. And then she's back. She's at $10 now.
Shut up.
No, but I'm sure after she had to do that, you didn't do it. Now she's back to $10.
Oh, I thought it was something that, like, once you went up, you never go down again.
No.
Oh, damn it. Okay. Anyways, that was too much, and I'm so sorry.
Wow.
But at least
I
she knows who you are
much.
And what you've been through.
Do you think?
Yeah, she knows
I mean,
as much as I told her.
She's pictured something, and I have something to do with it.
She's probably like, boo-boo, no.
I like it. Do you think it'll be on the show?
Mm-hmm.
MTV?
For okay. sure.
That's all we have time for right now. We have to get to
our guests. Oh, okay. All my cameo requests?
Sarah,
okay.
That's really amazing, and I really thank you for that, and that would have made my life. But well, I love that it didn't happen, and that she was so... That you really challenged Amber Portwood.
It's just cool that her manager is, like, so involved in her life, you know?
Wait, what's his name?
His name? Her name is, like, Linda.
Oh, Linda.
Yeah. I mean, okay. I'll get you her email.
Okay, cool. Well, at the end of the show, we'll give out her email. we have to get the show going, honey. But remember, soon we will ask you guys for a done. And I know you don't know what that means yet because we haven't done one. But you will. So just think on it.
Something you're done with. Like you're done with past duns have been escape the rooms.
Wet socks.
Microwaves.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And that's all we can give you. Okay. So we have to get the show going. We're going to have a guest out here that's going to blow your socks off. Please. I saw that happen to someone in New York. I saw someone get hit by a car and their shoes flew off. It's not funny. It was really scary. Also, that's why you should have a pedicure. That's a good one. It was so scary. It was in Soho. It was horrible for all of us. Good story, though. Please give it up for Benito Skinner.
Benny Drama. You follow
Hi.
Him? Follow him on Instagram. He's been on Done before.
Hey.
Benny, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Benny's been doing shows at, or you did a show here last week.
I did. Yeah, I did three here. It was crazy. It was
Everyone's
fun.
Loving you here.
Oh, yeah, I love Caroline's.
All of my
Hi,
cousins
everyone.
And friends message me, oh my God, you know Benny? And I'm like, yeah.
Like,
cool.
Just a little. So we hooked up.
Feel,
it's not a big
it makes
deal.
Me feel really good.
Oh. I'm so happy to be here. This is great.
We're
I'm
so
still worried about you and that fainting story, though. Because when I was on the podcast, you brought
that's
it up.
When that, that's when that originally came up. So maybe
really?
It's something in looking into your eyes. Maybe
yeah,
I'll have
like,
another
yeah.
memory.
Faint.
People
Is
love to think
doctor?
Of past trauma.
So you never know what could happen, you know?
Okay.
Are you good?
I think. It's kind of like squatty.
It's like very vulnerable.
It is.
And
I'm like, I'm just going to sing.
You can okay.
I'm just going to do this acoustic.
You can also take it off if
I
you want.
I just have this. I've been working on it. Okay. Yeah.
So I'm so sorry for doing this, but we have to get down to business.
Yes,
or
of course.
We have to get down to brass tacks, if
yes.
you will.
Okay.
So,
and we have to tell you before we ask you this to be honest, to name names, to
of
give
course.
Us the hot goss,
of course.
To not hold back.
And to not be a bitch about it.
I never would be. You know that.
No.
You know that.
Okay.
We
well, I wasn't sure.
It.
That's why I
we
felt like
it,
I had to remind you on
know
stage
that.
In front
Don't.
Of 1 million people here tonight in MSG.
God. Oh my God.
Thank you, MSG.
The Garden.
I
can't hear you. I do that
yeah,
too.
Yeah, Billy Joel's like, wait, it's my show tonight.
Yeah. Dara, he is. Okay, so Benny, what's the first thing you're done with?
Okay, so the thing I'm done with
or is... Or I guess, sorry.
The only thing, right?
Yeah, the only. Yeah, usually we give one. You three options, yeah. But don't you dare.
Okay, don't you, don't fucking, you fucking dare. Throw. Not at Caroline's, not at MSG. So the thing I'm done with is parents pretending that their infants are geniuses.
Ew!
Thank you. Oh, my God.
So, Benny, give us some examples.
So, I follow a lot of, like, millennial parents.
You do?
Well, I mean, not, like, by choice. It'll be, like, you know, like, a family friend or just, like, literally my siblings. And they'll post things like, oh, my God, like, my baby girl, like, look at her in her little Van Gogh dress. Or, like, she's at MoMA right now. She loves it. And it's like, no, she fucking doesn't. Like, your kid likes eating dog food. Like, you don't. It's like straight people, it's not enough to have a child. Like, you also need like a baby Einstein. So that's my done. I'm done with that.
I hear you.
Yeah.
I hear you.
Thank you so much.
I hear you.
Thank you so much.
I overheard someone the other day. I hate to be one of those parents, but my child is so smart.
Right?
I didn't stick around for what it was.
No.
He could have cured cancer and I didn't want to hear it.
They're like, she's bilingual. I'm like, literally one. Like, she's not speaking anything.
I'm like, yeah, if I was in school, then I could have been bilingual too.
Yeah.
I get it, though. It's very braggy.
Yeah, it is.
And look, you can put a block in a square.
Write that down, look, you guys.
You
write
can put
that
a
down
block.
Right the fuck now.
You can put a block in totally. A square. It doesn't make you a genius.
Totally. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I don't like about it. And also, like, I'm thinking that later on, that kind of, like, force a geniusness on your kid, like, will probably not bode well for, like, their mental health.
No, you probably, like, pay like, in USC to
yeah, exactly.
Of dollars.
Yes,
to...
exactly.
Yes, or they're not even telling their child this. They're telling social media
exactly.
this.
Exactly, yeah.
Like, I don't see parents being like, you are so smart. I see them being like, go ahead, pretty girl. Let me see you dance around.
Yeah.
Which is okay. And we're all having fun when that happens. And I'm like smacking the baby's butt
Give
too.
Give her a high five.
But
give her a high five.
There's never anyone who's like, I went home and I did the times tables with my newborn for 30 hours.
No.
They just want the likes.
Is this weird if I was talking about this today with Catherine. Yeah. I want to go back and kind of relearn math.
Oh, totally.
Ooh. Like now I'm like, oh, this is where that applies.
Yeah.
Like no one tells you where math goes later.
I know.
Like now I'm like, oh.
I feel like an idiot.
All the time. I'll say this here. It does not leave the room.
It can't. It's against the law.
I took geometry twice, never took calculus. And let's just say
I didn't either, yeah.
Killed geometry. The second year.
Slayed.
Let's just say.
And that's because my parents were like, she should be in advance. She should be in advance. So then I was in advance and I like one time raised my question. I raised my hand. And I was like, hey, Mrs. Blank, what?
Names.
Her name was Mrs. Blank and she had a blanking problem.
Wait, Blink or Blank?
Oh, I don't. Maybe we called her Mrs. Blank because she blinked a lot. Maybe her name was Mrs. Blank.
Oh my God.
She was fabulous.
I love it.
I was like, hey, where does all this come from? And she was like, Mark, you had a question? Like, I just like asked the dumbest question because I was so confused.
No such thing.
Only dumb people.
Yeah. Only, yeah.
I always at the school book fairs, I always bought the
Scholastic
pencils.
School book fairs.
Troll. Oh my God. Yeah, yeah, Scholastic. But did you have Troll?
Not Troll.
Do you guys remember Troll? Okay.
Mine were Scholastic.
Did you ever have to sell books?
No.
I went to private school. Sorry.
No. Oh, you both went to private school.
Yeah, no, but sorry. Like in second grade.
Public school, you sell books.
Yeah. You sell books to pay for the books. Okay,
in
yeah.
second grade, my mom would be like, here's like a lot of money. She'd give me like $50 to go to the book fair. I'm like, yes, this happens once a year. And I would only buy a ton of pencils that had the times tables on them and VW bug posters.
Were they those like, felt ones?
You know, you no, like, oh, I was just like, nice. I love bugs because I had them at the book fair, and I don't. They sold car posters and dog posters. Mm-hmm. Did you have this?
I went to public school. No.
So anyways, I use those pencils to cheat forever.
VW bug posters at a book sale.
Okay, so that's what I did. Okay. But do you think you'll do this with your baby? Will you think your baby is a genius? Of course you will, Benny.
I think, but I wouldn't like say that like she's into like Monet or something. You know what I mean? That's just like ridiculous.
I like that you said she because this is kind of, that was a trick question. Like,
oh yeah, no, I'm
surgeon
having a daughter.
Doing the surgery was a mother. Yeah. You know, like
yeah, no,
and I like
exactly.
that this was a girl.
Yeah, yeah.
I already make my dog a genius. My dog does anything, even
well,
if
dogs
it's,
are.
Even if it's stupid, I'm like, well, it's because she's too smart.
Yeah.
Too smart for her own good. She
I know.
Bangs her face
she's
into
already
a window.
Seen the
well,
ending
that is,
before the
that
beginning.
Is what people say about bad dogs. He's too smart. He knows better not to listen to me. That's what everyone says. And it's true, though.
She speaks six languages.
Okay, that's great. Benny?
Thank you.
This is a very good, Dara, do you have anything else to say about a child genius?
I like thinking that your child is a genius. I think it's fun. There are many hard things with raising a kid. It's fun to just like have a little magical thinking that's like, maybe it's a genius.
Yeah.
Maybe it's smarter. Maybe it's doing this because it's smart. Maybe it's like eating its shit because it's smarter than me.
Yeah, yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I mean?
No, I feel
oh,
that.
Yeah.
Give them that. They do so much. Fine, these
I'll leave.
People.
I'll leave.
Wait, the parents or the kids?
The parents.
They do so much. You're right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
That said, I'm still pissed at my dad when I was like, hey, Dad, like, can I be Celine Dion someday, like, as good as her? And he was like, no, you
absolutely not.
Can't be. So, yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
I don't know what's better. That's for you guys to answer later.
I think cool. I think it's really cool to let that sit.
No, totally.
Ooh, that is good.
Absolutely.
Okay, Benny, this was your done. We're going to bring you back out here soon.
Great.
But we have to get to our next guest.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Is this awkward?
Benny. Oh, you leave.
Okay, yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye, you guys.
Benny!
So, our next guest, you know, you love. He even has a pod on this very network. Honey, you do. It's called the Forever Dog Network. I don't know if you've ever heard of it, but this... Next guest, he has a podcast called Beyond with Mike Kelton. He's also the creator of Drag Me Down the Aisle on TLC. Give it up for Mike Kelton.
And go home and DVR this tonight. Mike, welcome.
Thank you. I love you guys so much.
Should I get your glasses?
Yes.
Okay. Done.
Well, we're done.
How are you?
I'm good. I was having kind of like a shittier day.
No.
Before. Yeah.
You didn't come in with that.
Because I had dinner with a really... I'm also out of breath because I, as you saw, I like sprinted a mile. I'm collecting it back. I belong to New York Sports Club. I'm doing okay.
You're like the only person I've met since Jerry Seinfeld that's like belongs to New York Sports Club.
Okay, here's the secret about New York Sports Club, if anyone doesn't know this. It's now $10 a month. Like, it's cheaper to...
Not work out,
honestly.
Wait, really? I thought you were talking about Paragon Sports up until you said $10 a month.
No, that's like $1,000 a month, honestly.
Right.
Paragon's expense.
Do you Zog?
What
Do
is?
Do you Zog?
What is Zog?
Sports.
That was what I wanted. I would find it insane if you Zog.
No, I know what this is. Any type of like communal thing where you have people that are like in like advertising that come and be like, I just have fun on the weekends. Like, I'm done, not done, but I'm done
but
with
they
that.
It's okay because they have fun. Do you know what I mean?
From Mike to Zog would be crazy.
I think you'd be good at Zog.
I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I think Zog needs
I got a fucking Zog, you guys.
I think
maybe
Team
I love
Orange,
Zog.
You got a Zog.
I don't think they would be ready for you.
Well, we might have fun. It might be too much for them. But anytime anytime I have a strong reaction to not like something, if I try it, I immediately love it. Like, I'm always like, this is amazing. Everything I've ever, like, I went to Bonnaroo one year with Pat Regan, and I like was like, oh, this is gonna, you guys know Pat Regan? Yeah. Well, we went to Bonnaroo. We got hired to like produce these dumb videos for the production company that throws Bonnaroo. And I
Pat's friend.
Pat's friend.
But also yeah. Hi-Mo. Mo.
Hi-Mo.
Yeah. She's my neighbor.
Yeah, you guys have no idea who we're talking about. anyway, so we went to Bonnaroo and I like had this idea that it was like I was going to make fun of it and be like, oh my God, all these people are like just like dressing trendy and taking Instagrams and like maybe doing drugs and enjoying music too much. And then I got there and like, I was wearing crop tops. I was taking pictures. I was maybe trying half a Molly. I was like, butter is the best. So like,
wait, were you in a tent?
A tent or a tank?
Tent.
No, I don't do tents.
Were you in a tank?
I was definitely in a tank. Yeah.
No. Crop?
It was a crop top. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I bought a hat that was like the size of Delaware. It was. It was so big. It was tiny, teeny. Yeah.
It was a yarmulke.
It was a yarmulke, yeah.
I feel like people on the East Coast love shitting on Delaware. It's like this new thing that I'm like growing to do. I'm like, yeah, Delaware sucks. Like, yeah, you can walk across it.
It's like fast. Safe. In today's political climate, you can be like, fuck Delaware.
That's it. People but are I like, feel... what can we shit on that like everyone's like we can shit on? And Delaware. I feel like everyone's like, let's
yeah,
do it to
if we need to agree on anything, I guess I'll agree. But Rhode Island's smaller.
Yeah, but Rhode Island has this
same.
Air
they
of
have brown.
Like brown. Yeah, they have brown.
Narragansett.
Someone in the audience mm-hmm. said brown, and I said brown. They have Narragansett.
They have beaches.
They have Block
Island. Delaware.
It feels nice. Yeah.
Okay, Mike. We love having you on the show.
It's oh, famously, very... you always forget to bring a Don.
So Mike's been
actually,
on the show
this
twice.
This is real. Wait, for everyone needs to know, this is 100% real. Every time I've done the show, I get there, we're talking, we're having a good time, and they're
we're like,
"We're
like, love you, so good to see you, can't wait to do the show." Mike's like, "I've been looking forward to this for weeks."
Truly was, each time, and then we get to the done, and they're like, "What are you done with?" And my brain goes, "Oh, this is the podcast where I have to decide something I'm done with." And if you hear the episode I was on, you hear me go, okay, this one is insane. Truly, it's really wild. And they're like, what is it? And I'm like, you're not ready for it. And they're like, what is it? And I was like, honestly, I can't even tell you. And then I go, honestly, I forgot to think of tons.
And we go, should we cut? Should we cut? He's like, yeah, I mean, just for a little bit while I think of something.
You were getting us going
for 30 minutes before you told us you didn't have one.
I was like, I'm going to lie. And then I was like, I can't lie.
That was good, though.
Yeah, I went for a while. And
then you walked in here, and famously confused that you also had to bring a Don.
Literally, like, cut to 45 minutes ago. They were like, are you excited? I was like, I can't wait. I love it. And they're like, what's your Don? I was like, I'll figure it out. But I did figure it out.
Okay, let's hear it.
Well, because you're a very positive person, I will say.
Yes.
And just because people are positive, we all are here, doesn't mean you can't have a done deep inside of you.
Truly. And that makes, I feel like the fact that I am done with something is like more so done. I am like a mm-hmm. optimistically delusional person, right?
Oh, yeah,
I'll
yeah,
go
yeah.
through an experience and people will be like, wasn't that horrible? And I was like, I had a pretty good time. Like hashtag Bonnaroo. And, So, like, I like life, and, like, I try, and maybe it's just because I'm, like, depressed and being, like, everything's amazing, but I will say that, like, when I do find something that is bad, it's usually really bad. Oh, so
you just gave me the chills.
Yeah, this is dark.
Okay, buckle the fuck up, everybody.
Okay, let's get serious for 1 second.
Are you ready?
Okay. Yeah. Mike, what is...
I am truly done with... suggested tips on fucking chip automated things at baristas, buying shoes, going and like paying for someone to look at your feet because that's a thing that people do. That's not a real thing. But fucking suggested tips on things that there shouldn't be tipped at 20% being the first option. I'm done. I'm not tipping. I'll give you a dollar. I'll give you a dollar. Can I get a clap for this fucking suggested 20%? It's too much. It's too much. I
if
do
someone's
feel it.
Looking at your feet just for the fuck of it, you owe them 20%.
Thank you. Well, I'll give you 20%.
Yeah. That's a doctor, and you shouldn't be tipping, first of all.
But
I would
everything.
Tip doctors. I would.
I would tip a doctor.
I slip them a hundo to get in there and get out.
You do?
That's really too... Something
no,
is happening.
I can't go to doctors. I can't.
Okay.
Okay. I guess we'll talk about you not going to doctors.
We'll get to it. But Mike, what do you mean? Give us a specific example because it happened to me today and I go, thank God I didn't feel like doing the math. But I want to tip 20% usually. But if it's at a if it's a barista, I'm giving a dollar every time. I'm giving a dollar per drink.
Which if you add it up, if you're a person that gets like maybe three coffees a day, that's $3, right?
Make
but
it
honestly, a, I'm at like five.
You need to get a coffee make.
Well, they don't know that.
They don't know.
They
but
don't
if you're
know
giving,
that.
Here's the deal. If you go in and buy coffee, let's say it's a Saturday morning, right? You go out with your friends and you buy coffee for your friends. You're being a little generous, right? The bill's like up to $20. You end up
too
getting
much.
Like a scone too. It's like a fucking $4 scone. That's like a $24 bill. And then they go, cash your card. And you do card because you're not a psychopath. And then you give them your card. And then they put the card in and they turn it around facing you, giving you
they
like, I'm going to judge you. I'm going to see the screen directly after you press it. And the screen starts with a 20%, which actually is like $5 at that point. And you're
well,
like,
they love turning it too. Have you seen how they turn it these days?
They love
they
it.
They practice in the off hours. They each rent out the coffee shop. They go in there and they practice their twists and turns.
They
and
have like, turning sessions.
Here we go at you. And I know exactly what you're going to do. And you look down and you say to yourself, am I going to give this person who just poured, not even like the nice fancy coffees, poured four cups of coffee and picked a scone out of a basket, $5 for doing that? Or am I going to hit the big button that says nothing? Which is like, it's like 20%, which is the lowest, 25% or 30%. You could give upwards of $6 to this person, or it literally says nothing or like no tip in like a big square. And if you press the no tip, it turns around and they see that you actively decided to give them nothing.
Yeah, but they can't like retroactively spit in your coffee.
Yeah, you wait till you get it. But also, I always tip and leave it on the screen and I turn it back around and I go, thanks.
Wait, so what does that do?
So then I'm in there after hours learning how to flip it because I always do 20% and then I don't touch the receipt thing and I let them see the tip, hoping for a free coffee one day.
Has it ever worked?
No. He hates me. The guy wants me dead.
Well, that's another thing. Every barista in these shops,
he wants me dead.
Mean people.
Well, because once you, like, if you're a woman, they're either like, hey, and then you're like, no, and then they want you dead.
Yeah, it's true. And if you say oat milk, they have a knife in their hand.
Yeah, because they have to, like, go into, like, a lock under, like, the...
They hide it away.
Yeah, they hide it in, like...
There's not many oat cows alive right now.
They're extinct, but somehow these places keep getting them.
In a bunker.
I told my mom, I'm like, she's like, I like oat milk. I'm like, you can make your own. And she's like, why the fuck would I do that? And I was like, touche.
You're right, Mom.
Mike.
Yes.
What about when there's pressure of people looking at you? Like if people are looking over my shoulder at a 20% tip, I'm like, I'll leave a 30%.
Like, you see that, everyone? Eat it, bitch. No, I'm just
$6.
But the law of physics has it so that like if I leave a tip, no one knows. Like I'm like banging on a drum. I'm like doing a tap dance so people know I left a tip. No one ever sees it.
I don't, you know, it's so funny. I think I have this whole dance in my head. I'm like putting all this pressure on myself. I'm not thinking about the people around me besides the one person because, believe it or not, I am a tipper and I do believe in tipping. But for things, if you get really great service, give them a lot of money. Give this person a lot of money for doing like going above and beyond. If you have a driver who's amazing and like tells you a story about...
No.
No.
No, I love
and
a good story, driver.
I'm a no.
No, I'm like, talk to me, tell me everything I'm obsessed
with. I'm not tipping
you.
Unless someone else is paying in a Lyft.
I've met so many guardian angels in Lyft cars.
My guy told me he got hit by a car and I finally gave a tip. But he said, I got hit by a car and I was standing in the road. And I go, I'm not asking questions and I'll give you a tip. I don't want to know why your ass was standing in the middle of the road and got hit by a car. And now you're driving one, but... Here's the money.
He goes, worked again.
Because there's now the option tip while driving.
What?
No.
Yeah. Real scummy what they're doing now.
Is this like the beginning of Black Mirror? Take away money while they're going?
Yeah, I know.
That's scary.
That'd be the most boring Black Mirror of just like a guy like learning to drive better and like talk less.
But with those sound effects and the like the weird color scheme
I'd watch,
they use,
I'd watch every episode.
Wong.
Wait, what?
Black Mirror has...
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
Well, you were just experiencing something.
I was into it, but I didn't know why or what it was. Okay.
It's the... Literally, I'll watch Black Mirror, have no idea what's happening, but here... And be like,
the sound
this show's
you
amazing.
Make, the sound you make, like, I want to eat it. It sounds...
You want to eat a drone sound?
It sounds good.
I'm sure there's, like, certain people who, like, experience sound as taste.
Like, it sounds like a dessert.
It's like a clairsentient, clairvoyant, clairsentient.
Synesthesia, which is disgusting.
People who can see sound.
People who see, yeah.
Color different. Is sound.
Wait, maybe I'm that.
It's all on one wave.
Wow, we've really gotten off course, you guys.
Well, all I know is I'm hungry now, and we got to get moving.
You want me to get you food?
Can we talk about scones really quickly?
Scones, yes.
Scones.
No.
Was always done with them until I tried one. They are so much better than they look.
It's like Bonnaroo. Scones are like Bonnaroo. Yes. You're like, this is fucking dumb. And then you have one and you're like, I love scones and Alabama shakes.
I do.
That was the band. I was like, okay, what is? And
I
then I was
like
there
that's
and I was
my
like,
AIM profile.
I love it.
I love it. I love
no,
it.
No,
I had like a spiritual awakening eating a scone at Bonnaroo.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Mike Elton, mm-hmm. Thank you so much for sharing your done. And first and foremost, coming up with a done.
Thank you.
We appreciate it
and
so
I
much.
I think you should tip, but that's just my...
You can do a custom $1.
No.
To the show?
No. You tip for every coffee.
No, Bets.
That's really effed up.
Okay, so here's my question. I just want to leave you with this. If you're
coming
a barista,
back on stage
no, no, hold
soon.
On. I will come back. But if you're a barista and doing a good job at your job, if you, how many coffees do you think a barista makes a day?
Oh, wait,
probably
is there
hundreds.
Any baristas here?
Hundreds. Is there a
do
barista
we have
here?
One barista here.
Well, I need to get off stage. Okay. Thank you so much. That's my
Thank
time.
You, Mike Thank Elton. You, Mike Elton. You guys, we're so excited for our next guest. She's a writer for The Daily Show, and she's just all around awesome. Please put your hands together for X Maya.
How are you?
First
What's
of all,
going
the
on?
Setup. Give it to me. It's so
well,
good.
Look, honey. Yeah, we have a centerpiece and we have a bottle of water that we'll never drink. But do you want it?
No, I have. Me and Mike Kelt have been going OD on our aqua pan. Okay. It's very good.
Wow.
So I Behind don't know if you guys noticed, we went for the cascading setup.
It's gorgeous.
We could have gone for just a regular table, but we
no.
went cascading.
I love it. It's
okay.
so cute.
Thank you for
I think
no,
it's gorgeous. Very cute.
I appreciate Bets and Dar because they always look good. The show is very well promoted, and it's always good flyers. You guys always
one.
Look great.
Like, the number
one,
that's all I cared about.
Well, look, when
you guys
people
are always
look,
a good.
If people look gross, I still like it. I'm into gross.
I did not but know what you were going to say, Betsy, and I was like, oh.
No, let me tell you guys why I love Bets. Bets is my bitch. Because you remember, you know what I'm about to say. We were at UCB together, and I was just in the program, and I wasn't going to audition because I'm a serious actor, and they don't pay us.
Audition for a house team
at UCB. And I was like, she was like, bitch, are you going to audition? I was like, never going to do. I don't get fucking paid. Fuck that. Like, bitch, give me a stipend. Do something, you know? And it's also very white. So I'm just like, you're not going to use me as your token and then not pay me, bitch. Like, fuck out of here. Like, what you mean? So then Betsy, oh my God, we had a talk after. Ryan texted her, like, how long is it taking you, remember? Because she, like, talked me off the ledge. I was a jamming bitch. Didn't I? I never
yeah.
missed a
Improv
jam.
Jams.
Improv jam. If you don't know, you shouldn't. Don't go. Basically, anyone can walk off the street and hop up in that bitch.
It's horrible.
Oh, my God.
Amazing.
There was one. Remember that one bitch who fucking kept eating a dragon heart in every scene? She was just like, I'm here to eat a dragon heart. I was like, this bitch is not
and
even in
was.
101. Yes. She needs to be in
when
an
I
AA
was, like,
meeting.
Coming up, the person that was like the dragon heart girl in the 101
yeah.
class was a pterodactyl girl.
She was always like, I'm not a girl, I'm a pterodactyl. Like, always. There was one of those.
Well, Jurassic Park your ass to a motherfucking mental institution.
Thank God Game of Thrones
bitch.
Came in.
They need it.
They do. They need, but Bets handled it with grace. I was on the back line like, I don't know what to do with that bitch. I'll just shoot her. I kept shooting her and everything.
Like, I'm an asteroid.
I brought out a gun. And she would sweep my gun. I was like, there's a gun in my nipple. Here goes another gun. Like, I don't give a fuck. But Bets talked me off the ledge. She was like, you have to do it. You want to make a difference at UCB, and which is truly what I want to do. Like, representation in comedy is very important to me for people of color. And so we had a conversation. Thank you. We had a conversation after the jam. Then we got in a cab. She talked to me some more. Then we got out of the cab. She talked to me again.
Did you guys tip the cab driver?
Did the hundo would never. It was a green... It was a green cab, and it smelled, you don't deserve. And I tip very well all the time. Like, because
it seems
I come
like a lot of people on the show tip very well.
Server.
But like, never really.
No, we do. Me and Bets worked at Sweet Chick together. Bets and I go back.
I know.
And she got me hired there. But this is the thing. So then I auditioned, got on my first time. And I would never have auditioned if it wasn't for Bets. Truly.
And I got you truly. I got you your job now.
Yeah.
At the Daily Show.
Yes, she did. Oh my God. Yes, buds.
I know Trevor's here, right?
Yeah. He's always here.
X, you're not done with Betsy.
No.
But maybe.
Still up in the air.
Maybe.
Just started.
All right,
guys. So, please hit us, and please don't hold back.
I'm not. I'm a stand-up.
Name names.
Because I have to fucking say how the fuck I feel, and I know I'm going to break some hearts because this is a huge-ass fucking franchise, and I'm done. I'm fucking done.
You're about to piss me right off, and I feel like...
No, will.
I'm scared.
I will.
I'm scared.
I will. I'm going to piss you off. I am done with Lord of the Rings. Let me fucking tell you. No, this is why I'm done. I've only seen the first two movies and we're done. I don't even need to go. First of all, let's get this fucking cubic zirconia, this fucking ring. It's not even from Tiffany's. Who's the main? Frodo, bitch, never got a manicure the whole fucking movie. First of all, when you kill Gandalf, that's when you fucking lost me. He was the realest nigga in the motherfucking galaxy, and I fucking love him. Who are these little bitches that got Nikes for feet? What's their names?
The Frodoers.
No, they just smoke weed. Hobbits. These little hobbits. Let me tell you something. Why are these feet so fucking big? It's so fucking big. You hear them when they're coming. Also, it's a fake ass world and there's still not one black person. We ain't the nanny. We don't sweep. We don't teach them no fucking language. I'm fucking done. Also, I really feel, who's the little ugly motherfucker?
Frodo?
No, Gollum. Yes, call him by his name. His name is Sméagol. It's Sméagol. I feel for him. He the only black person in the whole motherfucking movie because they judge him. They judge his ass. And them two dumb bitches who was in the tree, you know who they are, Bets. You know who they
people.
Are.
The tree people.
No, not the tree people. It was... No, Mary and Pippin. Right? Oh. Okay, Mary and Pippin. Okay, I fucks with them because you know what? They a little ditzy. You know, they're a little ditzy. And you know who I don't trust? That one bitch who keep popping up when there's a problem and she always got a solution, but she really don't. She just want to fuck old boy. You know who the fuck I'm talking about. And then that Aragorn bitch, why the fuck you going to give up your whole fucking existence for this one motherfucker who I still don't trust? I don't trust him. Wait. I know he saved Frodo when old boy tried to take the ring, but I was just like, I don't know, there's something you ain't right. I don't know. I'm not going to get to the third movie because the shit pissed me off. I fell asleep the last 30 minutes. I've been watching Extended Edition with my homeboy Dave. He's a white boy.
You're
he loves that
the
shit.
You're watching the Extended Edition, but you hate it.
And you watched the second.
Bro, we done.
You watching two? You're like, I only watched two. That's like 19 hours.
We did. I watched it because Dave and I are doing a podcast about it because I don't fuck with Star Wars and Lord of the Rings type shits, and he loves that shit. So I watched it with him, but I'm done. I'm tired of it. Frodo's little ass. Yeah, Gannon. Who is the one with the white? He got beautiful hair. Is it Legolas?
Orlando Bloom.
Orlando Bloom.
I thought Orlando Bloom was Gollum.
First of all, there is a very good lace wig budget in Lord of the Rings. I will say that. A very good lace wig budget. Who's the motherfucker that turned the people? It's these monsters. They had a big old fight. They like half man, half monsters. And he runs that whole fucking shit. He got white hair. And he, remember, he fucked up Gandalf. It's a whole.
Yeah, it's Gandalf's guy, but not Gandalf.
Right. He can kiss Sarah. My black ass. I wanted to whoop his ass.
He's really, Italian Gandalf.
Yeah. Listen, when Gandalf died, I was like, I'm not watching. He was like, X. And I was
Wait,
like, no,
X,
fuck
X,
that.
X. You like Gandalf, though.
I fucks with Gandalf because he got the answers. You feel me? He's like
X,
the guy.
But then he leaves. He's like, but you guys can
And that's why
out,
we're
I'll
done. Also, like Schmeagol, when he says, my pretty and shit, you know. It's just like, I really feel for him, you know? Because when he says my pretty, he really mean my nigga, you know? Because he's black. Y'all gonna let me have that. He's black. I need someone black in Lord
okay,
of the
so
Rings.
Can we pass, so you...
Sorry,
you,
I had to you, sit. I had to stand up for
you,
that.
No, please. Because
I'm
you
fucking
like,
done.
You like Gandalf. That was an incredible takedown, but now I need to understand the characters. You mm-hmm. like Gandalf. Mm-hmm. You like Smeagol.
Yes.
You like the movie.
You like it.
No, listen, they're very hard to follow.
If Frodo was a little taller, would you be into him?
And littler feet?
No, Frodo too
like
damn little. Frodo is a hobbit,
feet.
Right? And then there's one under the hobbits.
The dwarves.
The
Muppets!
The dwarves, yeah.
You can't call them Muppets. They're dwarves.
They're little people, actually.
They're yeah, they are little
heard
people.
Going
and have
on
you
in the
heard
world?
About little people in the world, bitch?
Oh, fuck them
I'm in
bitches.
Charge of the
I would
show.
Kick that bitch. I would kick that bitch.
Well,
let me tell you, have you seen them little people bitches? No. Them bitches is feisty as fuck. You want to act like you my height? Well, bitch, get down where you fit down. Don't fucking talk to me like you crazy.
No, you're being bad. Okay.
Or am I being good? Have you seen the show? They're terrible.
Honey,
you don't get a fucking pass.
It's honey,
an outdated take on like the little dwarves. Those are like the Jews, like people think, because they love money. So it's like
who the hobbits?
No, not the hobbits.
Oh, we're out of Lord of the Rings.
The dwarves.
The dwarves, like those people. They
you
have
mean
big
dwarves
roses
and
they like gold.
And they like gold. So
and
that means that they Jewish?
Again. Well, people historically think that he was being anti-Semitic.
He was racist, so let's just throw that in there.
Yeah.
And wasn't nobody gay either. Makes
no, the
you
hobbits
think.
Were all gay.
Who was gay?
All the hobbits, when they're on that bed, like throwing, like having a pillow fight, seemed very
So that's like
LGBT.
Their yes queen. That was like their yes queen.
I think and everyone was like... Oh,
listen,
they're gay.
Listen, I haven't got to the third episode. Maybe there's a bunch
episode.
Of blacks. I mean, what is it? The third
this
movie.
It's a long show.
When it's a bunch of blacks. Maybe a bunch of blacks will come out and the gays. If there were blacks and gays in Lord of the Rings, Hundo would audition for the next one if
Look,
they brought him out.
What do you think about people? And no offense if anyone here has, because I always think it's very interesting when I see it on Instagram, when people go on the tour. Of
what
this,
is?
Of this Lord of the Rings set. Where is it?
Like in New Zealand, the
in
little
New
Hobbit
Zealand,
towns.
Everyone goes.
I know
to the
they
Hobbit
learned
town.
the language. What's the language?
Elf.
Elvish. Yes, they learn that.
We're all
and
like
they go
pretending
to the little
not
doors.
To know. We're like,
so it's a whole. Thing.
I think that's fine. I don't think that's weird because it's like if that's what you're into, bitch, do you? Because they if they had a living single pop up house, I'd be in that. Bitch.
I would too.
Condo would be. Where's Regine's quarters? Where's Khadijah's house?
Wait, like, I made Ryan watch Living Single.
I know
I
you
love
do.
Living
we talk
single.
About that all the time, and we love.
Okay, wait. Do you like what is the show?
Game of Thrones.
Could never. Oh my God. And they talk about it at work all the time. I know there's a Snow. He's a Snow.
John.
John Snow, right?
Yeah.
Listen, anytime they try to make that reference, I straight to Google. I'm like, I don't know. Game of Thrones, first of all, I only watched one episode and the bitch was naked.
I know.
And they
saw.
Threw shit at her and someone whipped their little dick out. And I said, this ain't for me. And it's because his dick was little. That's why. Like, I don't do little pink dicks. My mama told me stay away from uncooked meat. Okay. Put that shit in the motherfucking oven.
No.
You can't.
If you were watching.
And it was uncircumcised.
I don't care.
That motherfucker had a turtleneck.
X? That's what happened back in the day. And also, if you were watching,
shaming medieval penises.
I know. And if you were watching and it was a huge penis and you were like, now I like the show, I'd be like, you have to go. The fact that you're like, it takes up the whole screen.
No, I was like, what is wrong with, like, why are they? And then you can't, the Game of Thrones people, you can't ask any fucking questions. So I'm coming and haven't even seen shit. And all I see is a bitch that's naked and people being mean to her. I'm like, I would whoop their ass. Like, why is she naked? Why is she walking? Then this motherfucker's in tombs, but then they not in the tomb. And then they come out. And then it's like fucking, like, what is that other trilogy shit?
We're not going into
the wolves and the vampires. Y'all know what the fuck I'm talking about.
You wanna
and
go it was Twilight.
Twilight.
My
it was like some Twilight shit.
Prodigy.
Listen, I saw Twilight. I woke up. The bitch was around somebody, was making her warm. I woke back up. She was around somebody making her cold. They was on top of the hill. Then motherfuckers is fucking dances with wolves and shit. I said, I don't, what the fuck is going on?
I love that.
I said, am I high? What is happening? I need a smooth Little Mermaid. Give me a clear ending, a beginning. She wants to be a part of his world. She's got gooses and gadgets to play.
That's not smooth ending. That's messed up.
Yeah, I need clarity.
The Little Mermaid was a bitch, and it was rude of her to leave her family.
You said Little Mermaid was a bitch?
It was so wrong of her to leave
her family. Oh, my God, you
want to
be. Little Mermaid was the shiz naive. I fucking love Little Mermaid.
No, because she was giving herself away to be with a dude she never met who was probably also.
She did meet. They kissed. Remember? Sha la 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 la, don't be shy. So you didn't follow. You didn't follow.
No. Well, you just liked, you wanted to be in that part of her character.
You just want to be on a rock singing with your bra.
Hundo.
Got it.
Now
we all know. Okay, now we got to the bottom of it. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, Chulo. But like,
can I
out,
can I
and I got
real
long
question?
Titties.
Can I ask you a real question?
Yes, ma'am.
You've watched 2 out of 3. Will you watch the third and just see?
I probably
happens?
Will have to because Dave and I have a podcast where we watch it and then talk about
if
it. So we have to finish
that
it.
Effing podcast one
it's
more
not
time.
Out.
I'm gonna.
It's
I'm
not.
Kidding.
We haven't even.
I'm kidding. I love.
No, what I will promote? Who made the potato salad? We must. It's a sketch comedy
it's really
show.
Good.
It's
really
so good. Betts came and honestly, she was wet after because it's that good.
My head. It was sweating. I was nervous.
Yes, it was. No, her panties were creamy. No, this is the thing. Who Made the Potato Salad is a sketch comedy show made in a day that only stars people of color. You can follow us, Who Made the Potato Salad Show. And it's so fucking good. We have we have liquor, DJ, and food. We allow one token white on the stage, pre-approved.
Who is?
Who is? I can't tell. I can't tell. But we love, Mike Kelton has done the show before. He came and he was able to stay at the cookout. We love.
Thank you.
Are we good?
So
I go.
We'll ask you up in a little.
Okay.
Yeah, we're all going to come back in a sec. Okay. But for now, I need you to go back there and think about everything that you just said to us.
Thank you, guys. Give it up again for Betsy and Dara. So sweet.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Done is produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, Alex Ramsey, and Emma Foley. Music by Brooks Allison. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.